From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he ordered security officials in February 2014 to make plans to save the life of Viktor Yanukovych, Ukraine's then president, and to start planning for Russia's annexation of Crimea. In a trailer aired Sunday on state television for an upcoming documentary, Mr. Putin said he called the officials, including the heads of Russia's security agencies and military, to the Kremlin and ordered them to make preparations to take Mr. Yanukovych out of Ukraine, claiming the pro-Russian president would otherwise have been killed. Mr. Yanukovych was forced out of power following a wave of pro-Western opposition demonstrations. Syrian activists say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit an oil refinery in northern Syria on Sunday, killing 30 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which uses a network of sources throughout Syria to track violence there, said the Islamic State group was operating the refinery and that the dead included both militants and workers. The coalition of warplanes supporting Iraq's military in its push to regain territory from Islamic State fighters has conducted more than 2,300 airstrikes in Iraq and Syria since August, according to data from the U.S. Defense Department. Soldiers from Niger and Chad have retaken the northeastern Nigerian town of Damascus from Boko Haram militants. The capture of the town on the Niger-Nigeria border is the first reported success from a joint offensive against the militants. Chadian sources say 10 Chadian soldiers were killed, 20 others wounded in the fight to free the town. The push began a day after Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau declared allegiance to the Islamic State. This is VOA News. A social fraternity at a major U.S. university is being sharply rebuked after a video emerged showing some of its members singing a raucous, racist chant. The video showed members of the group at the University of Oklahoma, the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, chanting a black racial slur and saying blacks would never be allowed as members of the fraternity at the school in the central part of the United States. The university's president, David Boren, joined protesters against the fraternity at a pre-dawn rally Monday, saying, quote, "These people have acted in a way that's absolutely reprehensible and disgraceful," end quote. He said the video was not representative of the school's 30,000 students. Warren vowed quick discipline against students determined to have participated in the video. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered new sanctions against seven senior Venezuelan officials who the United States says violated human rights and engaged in public acts of corruption. Quote, "We are deeply concerned by the Venezuelan government's efforts to escalate intimidation of its political opponents. Venezuela's problems cannot be solved by criminalizing dissent," end quote. The statement called on the government to release all political prisoners, including dozens of students. The executive order comes as tensions between the two nations intensify. Last week, Caracas ordered Washington to reduce the number of officials at the U.S. Embassy from 100 to 17 and imposed a visa requirement for American tourists. A solar-powered Swiss airplane took off from Abu Dhabi early Monday on the first leg of what its creators hope will be the first around-the-world journey without any fuel. The carbon-fiber single-seater Solar Impulse 2 aircraft has a 72-meter wingspan and weighs about as much as a car. The 17,000 solar cells built into the wings harness the sun's energy, allowing it to fly through the night. The SI-2 took 12 years to build and is the brainchild of two Swiss scientists, Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg. Borschberg, who was in the pilot seat Monday, is the CEO of Solar Impulse. He is a trained fighter pilot and a professional airplane and helicopter pilot. Piccard is a psychiatrist, an explorer, and the aeronaut who made the first ever non-stop around-the-world balloon flight. And that's the news from the Voice of America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.